Welcome everybody to Share Enjoyment. Tonight, as we know, is B'tikas Chametz. So I wanted to share one insight on the Haggadah, which God willing we'll be enjoying very soon, as well as Parshas Metzora. So quickly on Parshas Metzora, we have two opening questions. The first is, why is it that the individual who has been stricken with Tzaras has to go to a Kohen? In fact, not just a Kohen, but the Nesir HaShalom brings down that it could be Aaron, o echad mi banav, or it could be one of Aaron's children. So the access that we have to the highest echelon in our society is exemplified in this week's parsha. And so that's question number one. Why not just go to a doctor? Find a dermatologist, maybe a Beis Rokeach, maybe a pharmacist, somebody who's really good with herbs. Maybe reach out to those people instead. So the second question is, why is it that we take the two birds, of which only one is slaughtered and the second is sent away, but not before we dip it into the blood of the first, together with the Mayim Chaim, and afterwards the person is healed? If we take out two birds, why not just slaughter two birds? So to answer the first question, we know that in a feudalistic society, there is a king, and underneath the king, there are knights, barons, and then lords, and then serfs. And obviously, you know, there's pretty much a setup, but of course it can change. And when there was a war, all the people under the king's jurisdiction had to participate in war. And when there were taxes, all the people under one under the other had to provide those taxes. But the serfs, the people at the lowest end of the bowl, so to speak, did not have recourse to speak to a baron or a knight. At most, they were able to speak to their own lords of the land. And those folks were collecting so that they can give homage to those that are higher than them, whether it's the barons or the knights. And then they were collecting taxes in order to give homage back to the king. So the ability for the Torah to describe the weakest link in society, the ability of a person who has spoken negatively about another and yet has access to the highest level person within Jewish society, speaks volumes about the psychology of the Torah. That it shows that even though we may fail, and even though we may falter, we never, ever are counted out. In fact, even when Miriam had been stricken with Tzaras, because she was speaking in a positive frame, even though it came out negative, that her brother should spend more time with his wife, the camp of Israel, the Jewish people of Klal Yisrael, did not move until Miriam was fully healed and able to rejoin its ranks. And I think on this particular focal point, what I wanted to stress is that Aaron was an Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. He was a person who loved peace and chased after peace. And it must have been very difficult for that person, such as Aaron Ubanov, to tell someone that they had to leave the camp. And that's precisely the type of person that you want telling you or telling me that you have to leave the camp, because that speaks volumes in terms of sensitivity, compassion, mercy, but also divine justice. This is God's world, God's plan, God's master blueprint of the world, which is Stako Baraisa Bari Alma. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world, and he saw that the Jewish people were going to observe it, and this is part of that observance. So that's answer number one. Answer number two is that we find that when this bird flies away, it goes to a branch, and a person could be sitting outside and maybe not doing much at all. Maybe he's relaxing, and there's nothing wrong with relaxing. But what the second bird represents, what the first bird represents, actually, we'll start with that one, is that Motzi Shem Ra, which is the Rosh HaTevas of this week's parsha, Mitzora is Motzi Shem Ra, and Rechilas Lashon Hara, all that idle speech has to stop. It stops, as in a way of, we say there's a shechita that's been done, we stop, and no more. However, the second bird teaches us that in the time that we spent speaking Motzi Shem Ra, Lashon Hara, Rechilas, we could have used our speech to positively influence someone who may really need our chizuk. Could have given that person a little bit of encouragement. We could have spent some time explaining a Rashi. We could have spent that time maybe providing a Dvar Torah, some form of chizuk, instead of saying over Motzi Shem Ra, Lashon Hara, Rechilas. So the second bird dipped into the blood of the first, so to speak, cements that level of understanding such that in the future, we should use our time in the wisest of ways. Just a quick thought on the Haggadah. There's so much to say, but I'll just say one of my favorite topics. I actually spoke about this for an hour back in 2014 when I was a scholar in residence at the Grand Island at Pearl's Pesach. There's a concept of raising children through yourself. And we say, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. We thank Hashem for everything. And then we go into explaining, what are we thanking Hashem for? Can I get our Rabbanim Dibur Torah? Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Shein Yodei Lashon. Briefly, we're not informed by the Chacham whether or not he's a tzaddik. We know that a Chacham doesn't necessarily mean that a person's a tzaddik. He's a wise person, a Rasha. So we're going to get to all these in just a second. But the question we have to ask ourselves first is, why does it say Echad four times? Echad four times, Echad is 13 times four is 52. And what is 52? 52 is the gematria of Ben, of son, which means that there was a time when every single one of us was like this child that we are listening to speak the Manishtana. And there was a time when we all, at one point or another, were a Chacham, meaning we told the Rebbe, Avshalom Kasha, we tried to show the Rebbe that we know everything. And then we may have taken a little too far and misbehaved. And then the Rebbe may have thought of us less than a Chacham. Maybe I'm a Rasha. And then we get to a level of Tam, which is graduation. Doesn't mean simpleton, as Maxwell House of God likes to say. But Tam is Yaakov Ish Tam Yosef Ba'olam. Yaakov is Tam. And not only that, it's Tamima. It's perfect. As we say, Torah Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh, that a person who is able to learn Torah restores his health, restores his life. He's free. Demonstration of freedom is to be able to learn. So Tam is somebody who's accomplished in learning. And then the last is Shein Yodei Lashon. My chiddush on this one is that it doesn't say Shein Yodei Litirutz. Doesn't It's not talking about a person who can't answer. Everyone's got advice, but here's a person who doesn't know what to say. And who is that? That's already a grandparent. Grandparent knows very well what's going on with a grandchild. They've lived life. They've seen life. They've witnessed life. They've experienced life. They know exactly what's happening. And yet we see that the grandparent is very, very careful. So when a child, grandchild, or a child opens up and says, I'm looking for some advice, then you know they're going to get it. And they're going to get a lot of advice. And everyone has what to share. But what you have to listen to is the Vigatzel Levincha, that you have an obligation to say over Pesach, is what comes out of our mouth. So we say, Vayayir Mitzrayimah, Rashi, the Haggadah says, Anas Apia Dibur, because of what we said. Avraham Avinu said that, B'mayi Daki Hashana, how do I know? What do I, all of this, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avadim, that you're going to be Avadim, V'achachin Yetzir B'Rechush Gadol. Avadim V'inu Osam, V'achachin Yetzir B'Rechush Gadol. Afterwards, you're going to go out. So you see that everything happens through the Dibur. And Pesach is our ability to open up and speak. Just like we spoke positively, Paro is a para, is somebody who speaks negatively. And that's something we should stay away from. Mitzrayimah is a Mitzrayim, as you see, is an open mem, but a closed mem on the other side. There's a lot of Ramazim over here. The bottom line of the Shein Yodei Lishol is that this is a person, as we say, there's a saying, there's a smart person knows what to say, a wise person knows whether to say it, and that's a grandparent. Grandparent knows whether or not to say it. They have all the tirusim. But Shein Yodei Lishol, they're very modest and they don't jump in and offer advice when they're not asked. So Kineged HaRabbanim, that's all of us. And so we should be Makar Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those of us, Baruch Hashem, that are having together our families, are joining together for this beautiful Chag. We wish everybody a Chag Kosher B'Sameach, a year of Shnas Geula, Yeshua, that our hostages should get redeemed and they should be freed from Mitzrayim. And God willing, we should only B'Sorot Tovos and Bez Hashem, Kein Yehi Ratzon. Have a great Pesach and a wonderful Lichtige Yantif.